From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Minister Sandiaga Uno affirms tourism village residents' competitiveness must be enhanced. Kadin and Central Sulawesi cooperate to develop transportation. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in detail. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, stated that the competitiveness of tourism village residents in six priority tourism destinations needs to be enhanced. He stated in his statement on Sunday that the six priority tourism destinations are Lake Toba in North Sumatra, Borobudur, Yogyakarta, Prambanan, Labuan Bajo in East Nusa Tenggara, Bromo Tengger Semeru in East Java, and Wakatobi in Southeast Sulawesi. He also said that his side will continue to improve human resources capacity and quality through integrated and sustainable tourism development programs, including training on tourism products, innovation development, and tourism and creative industry capacity. In concurrence with Minister Uno, the Ministry's Acting Deputy for Resources and Institutional Department, Franz Teguh, urged the local residents of tourism villages to become tourism actors who could take adaptive measures to maintain relevance with the current development. The Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry Kadin has established a cooperation with the Central Sulawesi Provincial Government to develop transportation and its supporting elements in the province. Kadin's Deputy Chairperson for Transportation, Denon Prawira Atmaja, stated in a written statement on Sunday that the cooperation is expected to stimulate the birth of entrepreneurs in the region so that entrepreneurs will be born not only in the capital and Java Island, but also in regions like Central Sulawesi. Governor of Central Sulawesi, Rosdi Mastura, said that his province would require adequate means of transportation, given that it has become one major supplier of goods to almost all provincial governments in Kalimantan Island. He added that Central Sulawesi has abundant natural resources such as gas, nickel, gold, copper, galena, and gravel. To this end, Central Sulawesi needs support from Kadin in readying sea transportation in the form of barges and other supports. Minister of Youth and Sport Zainuddin Amali promised the 2023 FIFA Under-20 World Cup hosted by Indonesia this year would be an unforgettable experience for all participating nations and athletes. He affirmed that Indonesia will optimize the hospitality in six host cities of the Under-20 World Cup, which for the first time will be hosted in Indonesia. Minister Amali said during the 2023 FIFA Under-20 World Cup mascot launching ceremony in Jakarta on Sunday. He also convinced that Indonesia could increase its bargaining power if the nation successfully organizes the Under-20 World Cup. Hence, Indonesia can again be trusted by FIFA to host other prestigious international competitions. The 2023 FIFA Under-20 World Cup will take place in Indonesia from May 20 to June 11, 2023, with 24 participating countries, including Indonesia, which automatically qualify for the cup. Music. Let's move it on to the international news, where United States President Joe Biden said U.S. forces will defend Taiwan in the event of Chinese invasion. His most explicit statement so far on the issue, something sure to anger Beijing. He made the statement in a CBS 60 Minutes interview broadcast on Sunday. The interview was just the latest time that President Biden has appeared to go beyond long-standing stated U.S. policy on Taiwan, but his statement was clearer than previous ones about committing U.S. troops to defend the island. The U.S. has long stuck to a policy of strategic ambiguity and not making clear whether it would respond militarily to an attack on Taiwan. Britain, world leaders and royalty from across the globe will on Monday bid a final farewell to Queen Elizabeth II, the last towering figure of her era, at a state funeral of inevitable pageantry. At 6:30 a.m. local time, an official's lying-in state period ends after 4 days in which hundreds of thousands have queued to file past the casket of Britain's longest reigning monarch at London's historic Westminster Hall. Among the 2,000 in the congregation will be some 500 world leaders, including Biden, Emperor Naruhito of Japan, Chinese Vice President Wang Qishan, and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa. Typhoon Nanmado pounded western Japan with heavy rain and strong winds on Monday, forcing airlines to cancel flights, stalling trains operations, and leaving more than 300,000 households without power. Authorities warn of floods and landslide as the 14th typhoon of the season moved towards eastern Japan. Up to 400 millimeters of rain is expected in central Japan's Tokai region, the nation's industrial heartland, over the next 24 hours, the Japanese Meteorological Agency said. About 340,000 households, most of them in Kyushu, were without electricity as of early Monday morning, the Trade Ministry said. Millions of people in the Chinese megacity of Chengdu emerged Monday from a COVID-19 lockdown that had closed schools, disrupted businesses, and forced residents to stay home for more than 2 weeks. With a population of 21 million, southwest China's Chengdu is the largest Chinese city to shut down since global finance hub Shanghai imposed a strict 2-month lockdown in April, leaving many residents scrambling for food. China is the last major economy welded to a zero COVID-19 strategy, and officials are under pressure to curb virus flare-ups cheerfully ahead of a key political meeting in mid-October. VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022. Listener, let's move on to a diplomatic corner on documentary films on his story of the Japanese war in Indonesia screen in Tokyo.
The documentary film Masa Kini Adalah Masa Lalu, Ayah, Jawa, dan film-film ilusi, or in English, The Present is the Past, Father, Java, and Illusionary Films, which tells the story of the Japanese occupation of Indonesia during the Pacific War, was screened in Tokyo last Sunday. The film's director, Shinichi Ise, said in a statement in Tokyo on Sunday that the film was the result of his efforts to trace films produced by his father during the war and the Japanese occupation in Indonesia. Shinichi's father, Chonosuke Ise, who was living in 1912 and 1973, was known as a film editor who co-produced propaganda films that justified Japan's hegemony in Asia. At that time, Japan occupied various regions in Asia in the Pacific War under the pretext of liberating the region from European colonialism. Chonosuke was sent to work for a Japanese film company in Java, Nihon Eigasha, or Nichihei. As a reporter from 1943 until 1945, Shinichi admitted that he started doing research while following in his father's footsteps 30 years ago. About 130 propaganda films produced by Chonosuke, Shinichi said, were found to be stored and preserved at the Dutch Audiovisual Archives or the Netherlands Institute for Sound and Vision. Shinichi has tried to find the essence of the war in Indonesia by looking for his father's works. The documentary film Masa Kini Adalah Masa Lalu or Ima wa Mukashi was screened at the Hibiya Library and Museum, Hibiya Convention Hall in Japan at 11 local time.
Well, listeners, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history with the event on September 19, 1945, when giant meeting at the Jakarta IKADA field was held. The giant meeting at the IKADA was held on September 19, 1945, when Sukarno gave a short speech before thousands of people at IKADA Square in the commemoration of the first month of the proclamation of Indonesian independence. In various places, the community, pioneered by youths, held meetings and demonstrations to make a determination to welcome independence. The general meeting at the IKADA Field Jakarta Athletic Association was pioneered by the Fun Action community. The general meeting aimed to show the Japanese invaders that the Indonesian people supported the government of the Republic of Indonesia towards independence and sovereignty. Moving on to the event on September 19, 1955, when President Juan Perón was ousted. Argentine President Juan Perón was ousted from the seat of government on September 19, 1955. He was dismissed and exiled after the military coup. The exile took place for 18 years. However, his influence among the Argentine people was still very strong. In 1973, at over 70 years old, Perón was re-elected president of Argentina for a third term. He adopted a special political strategy by appointing his wife, Isabel Martínez de Perón, as deputy president. He passed away in office on June 1, 1974, and his position was later replaced by Isabel. We We entered in history with an event on September 19, 1976, when Turkish Airlines Boeing 727 crashed. The Boeing 727-200 flights 552 belonging to Turkish Airlines was reported to have been smashed into pieces by hitting Mount Taurus near Karatepe, Sparta, Turkey, on September 19, 1976. The accident was caused by human error when the pilot believed he had seen the runway of Antalya Airport 4,000 meters long. He immediately took an approach by lowering the altitude. As a result, the plane with flight number 452 crashed and killed 154 passengers and crew. The accident was the second worst accident involving a Boeing 727 in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Based on data from the Indonesian Central Statistics Agency, Indonesia's trade balance in August 2022 once again recorded a surplus. This positive performance continued the country's trade balance surplus since May 2022. Deputy for Distribution and Service Statistics of Central Statistics Agency Setianto in a press conference last Thursday said the value of Indonesia's export in August 2022 was recorded at $27.91 billion, an increase of 9.17% compared to the previous month. Setianto explained, the commodity that contributed the most to exports was vegetable and animal fat oil, machinery, electrical equipment, oil and gas. Meanwhile, for imports, there was a decrease in oil and gas imports in August 2022, while non-oil and gas imports increased by 9.23%. Setianto revealed, the countries that contributed to the surplus for Indonesia's trade balance in August 2022 were India, the United States, and the Philippines. In the previous months, the US became the number one country that contributed to the surplus in Indonesia's trade balance. According to Setianto, cumulatively from January until August 2022, Indonesia's trade balance still recorded a surplus of $34.92 billion, and this number increased sharply compared to the performance of the trade balance for the same period in 2021, which amounted to $20.71 billion. Meanwhile, the executive director and head of the communications department of Bank Indonesia, Erwin Haryono, said that Indonesia's success in maintaining a trade balance surplus for 28 consecutive months is inseparable from the export of crude palm oil or CPO, which are not subject to export levies, so that commodity prices are still high in the global market. Looking at this achievement, Bank Indonesia views the trade balance surplus as having a positive contribution in maintaining the external resilience of Indonesian economy. According to Erwin Haryono, going forward, Bank Indonesia will continue to strengthen policy synergies with the government and related policy authorities to increase external resilience and support national economic recovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
Lapa, Coca-Cola. kenapa kamu cemberut? Oh ya, coba sini, tengok-tengok saya. Kata orang saya mirip Raisa. Hai kamu yang cantik dan manis, sini ku hibur pakai bahasa Inggris. Are you smiling atau meringis? But I gotta say I love you, man.
In the house, yo man. Let me tell you something about this song. Check it out. Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai. Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai. Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to Lawa Cave in Central Java. Generally, caves in Indonesia consist of limestone and exist on hillsides. Thus, stalactites and stalagmites are often formed. However, there is one cave in Purbalingga, Central Java, namely Gua Lawa, which is a volcanic one formed from active mountain lava that has melted and cooled from thousands to millions of years. This lava cooling process causes the rock to be hard and strong with a black color without causing stalactites or stalagmites. The thickness of the rock can reach 50 meters, so it is resistant to shocks. Lawa Cave is located at the foot of Mount Slamet, precisely in Siwarak village, Karangreja district, Purbalingga. This place is called Lawa Cave because there are many bad animals in it. Lawa Cave, or also commonly called Golaga by the local people, has a length of about 1.5 kilometers with an altitude of about 900 meters above sea level so that the air feels cool. In addition to the natural beauty of Lawa Cave, visitors may also enjoy more attractive tourism destinations, which have been carried out by the government of Purbalingga Regency. Since operating the day after Eid al-Fitr festivity in 2018, this tourism destination provides a unique coffee shop located in a cave. With the advent of these facilities, the number of tourists visiting has increased drastically. This facility is certainly appropriate for tourists who want to rest for a while after going around the cave. Sipping a cup of warm coffee is enjoyful to see the exotic scenery of the cave decorated with colorful lights, such as red, blue, green, and others that alternately turn on to be an unforgettable experience. Either inside or outside of the Lawa Cave area has also begun to be arranged by the local government. The entrance consists of a brick arrangement that resembles a door in the era of Majapahit Kingdom. To enter the area, visitors may see a stretch of grass and shady pine trees. This spot is intended for a place to take photos of tourists. Because it is managed by the government and the access to the Lawa Cave is, I should say Lawa Cave is quite easy. If you depart from downtown Purbalingga, the journey reaches 27 kilometers. It is recommended to visit this place from the morning because Lawa Cave is open every day from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the afternoon. The entrance ticket price is around 20,000 rupiah for Monday to Friday, while 25,000 rupiah per person for weekends. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia. Indonesia ku,
hatiku masa depan yang indah bersamamu.
International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about Perjalanan ke Yogyakarta, which means a trip to Yogyakarta. So stay tuned! We are going to present you a conversation entitled Hotel Dekat Dari Sini. Hotel Dekat Dari Sini, which means the hotel is near from here. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Sari, his friend from Yogyakarta. Dev just arrived at Tugu Station and wants to go to hotel. Sari asked Dev to take beca or pedicab to the hotel because it is relatively near. Let's listen to the conversation.
Hotel dekat dari sini. Kita naik becak saja ya.
Becak? Apa itu?
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Hotel. Hotel, which means hotel. Dekat. Dekat, which means near. Dari sini. Dari sini, which means from here. Hotel dekat dari sini. Hotel dekat dari sini, which means the hotel is near from here. In the conversation, you hear the sentence Hotel dekat dari sini. Hotel dekat dari sini, which means the hotel is near from here. In the sentence, there is the word dekat, dekat, which means near. It is used to state a quality of distance. It is used to state a distance from one place to another, which is in the sentence, it's from the station to the hotel. To state a quality of distance, the word dekat, dekat, which means near, begins with the destination. For example, hotel, hotel, which means hotel, followed by the position of the speaker, which is dari sini, which means from here. To state a quality of distance, you can use the word dekat, dekat, which means near, that refers to a short distance, and the word jauh, jauh, which means far, that refers to a long distance. Let's listen to the other examples of sentences to state a quality of distance. Jauh, jauh, which means far. Stasiun Tugu jauh dari Bandara Internasional Yogyakarta. Stasiun Tugu jauh dari Bandara Internasional Yogyakarta, which means Tugu Station is far from Yogyakarta International Airport. In Indonesian language, distance unit uses meter, meter, which means meter. So that distance units usually use are centimeter, centimeter, which means centimeter, meter, meter, which means meter, and kilometer, kilometer, which means kilometer. For example, Stasiun Tugu berjarak 500 meter dari sini. Stasiun Tugu berjarak 500 meter dari sini, which means Tugu Station is 500 meters from here. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Hotel dekat dari sini. Kita naik becak saja ya.
Becak? Apa itu?
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world. Take it easy. Just take it easy.
Take it or leave it. Just once in a lifetime, I'm so tired of frowning. You're no healer, and you think that I need you. You can't keep me from falling. I'm too scared to admit it, but I'm so close to the limit. Never gonna be what you want anymore.
Take a chance.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Jikalau by Srawa Omkara, consisting of three teenage girls named Meisha Dennis, Aisha Ba'na Shalalatin, and Aruna Cista. The song Jikalau, which means If Only, was popularized by an Indonesian band, Naif, released in 2002 in the album Titik Cerah. The song describes someone who is patiently waiting for the right time and promises to come. Alright listener, here is Srawa Omkara with the keroncong song entitled Jikalau. Enjoy the song.
Jikalau telah datang waktu yang dinanti, ku pasti bahagiakan dirimu seorang. Harap kau sabar menunggu. Berilah aku waktu untuk wujudkan semua janji ini.
Sabar menunggu.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.